الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد لك مذاكرة of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم which is extremely important that it is part of our life and the only way to live is according to the way of life of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and every aspect of our life Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught us so we are learning the sunnah with regard to azan and iqama and then we learned that a person when hearing the azan then he should reply to the words of azan but when the muazzin says hayya ala salah and hayya ala al-fala then it is sunnah to repeat the words of the azan after the muazzin in reply to the azan when the muazzin calls out hayya ala salah and hayya ala al-fala reply what la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah And this also shows how clear that we are the slaves of Allah. Normally, Allah is calling us, come to Salah. We're supposed to say, we are hadir, we are present. But Allah shows us, you can't come on your own. Beg me and ask Allah, La hawla, oh Allah, I'm engaged in some work. I can't turn away from there also. I can't turn away from my wrong work, from my sin, without the ismatillah, without your protection. Wala quwwa, and I don't have strength to come towards good. To come to the great, to my great benefactor and to the greatest need of mine, illa bi nusratillah. But Allah only with your help. So we understand, and here we acknowledge our slavehood, that Allah we can't do anything without your kindness. So that is why a person recites, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In the azan of Fajr, when the muazzin calls out, as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Then reply, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm also, and read, Sadaqta wa bararta. That definitely you spoke the truth and the correct words and words of great benefit. That is, definitely salah is better than my sleep. So even if you're sleeping azan time, you won't think twice that how can I sleep another second. You'll just get up and realize I'm going to something better. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize the reality of our deen and bring it into our lives. Further, when muzakara of the ash'ar that we read when making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat explained yesterday also, that we should try and learn it and try and recite this, and this will bring great concentration in our zikr and give us great benefit, and thus we will realize why we're making the zikr of Allah, Allah, that is what we're begging from Allah ta'ala. So last week we discussed with regard to the ash'ar of when making zikr of La ilaha illallah. We'll do one poem now with regard to the zikr when we say Allah, Allah, Allah. Then the pious servants instantaneously, it just comes out from their heart. While making Allah's zikr, then it comes out from their heart. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiko ka meena aur jaam hai. That, O Allah, your name is so enjoyable. Your name is so beloved, O Allah. What is this will put the aashiks, the lovers of Allah, in such a trance as if now they're sitting in a tavern. And why the Buzrugs has given the example of a tavern? Because here people who are lost in this dunya, who are madly lost in their entertainment and haram pleasures, when they think that the enjoyment of life is to go and sit in the tavern and get a glass of wine, the moment he takes one sip, he doesn't know who's his mother, who's his wife. He doesn't know whether he's standing in public or whether he's standing in private. Anywhere he messes, he spends everything. The real drink, what you have to drink to know and to get closeness to Allah, is the drink of the wine of Allah. And that is the name of Allah. When you learn how to take Allah's name, Allah, 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 then you're in the tavern of the love of Allah. So that is far, you can't compare the two. But to make people realize that where are you running to the wrong place? Like Mawlana Musa Nomani Rahmatullahi of Peter Thief used to say, that when you see these taverns, in the early days it used to be written Ba, and Ba is written in red. And he says in Gujarati, Bar means bar, outside. He says it's written bar in red, stay outside, but still you see under Gusjaya. Everybody is still going inside. So when you realize, when you come to the real tavern of the love of Allah, then you'll stay far out from that side. And here you'll come inside. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Further continue our lessons of Anwarus Salah. What a great, great gift Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Last week we finished the lesson with regard to when Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest opportunity to be present right in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And a person like myself, and we think of ourselves, where am I fit to come and sit in the court of the kings of kings? Allahu Akbar. I am a non-entity. Allah made me from filth and dirt. And Allah gave me the opportunity not only to come into the court, and then not only Allah Ta'ala allowed me, Allah taught me the etiquette, the adab, how to make salam to Allah. We read our sana. And we say the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is unimaginable. And as a person learns about the ma'rifat of Allah, makes the zikr of Allah ta'ala, then he will even get more and more understanding that what an opportunity this was. I can never ever miss this opportunity. And then a person has now, Allah is telling him, ask me what you want, what you need. And Allah ta'ala taught us now what we need. Our greatest need is Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. That oh Allah put me on that straight path. And the straight path, whatever I'm doing, it must be the straight path. That I do the thing correctly. Not I first do it wrong and then many like children, they like to learn the hard way. You tell them do this, go straight here, they'll go the wrong cut. And then they come there, then you say why you did that. So like this, it shouldn't be via, we go through disobedience of Allah. We fall in the footsteps of shaitan. And then we want to come back on the straight path. Then Allah Ta'ala, we see what knocks we get in our lives. And some people after knocks also, we still don't realize. That is why Allah said, beg every day, every rakat. Which myself, we shouldn't realize, this is my greatest need. And Allahu Akbar, as Allah taught us also, recite 7 times a day or after every namaz, Allahumma ahdina siratul mustaqim. Allah put me on that straight path. Whatever work of deen I'm going to do, whatever work of dunya I'm going to do, let and then Allah says not only in every rakat, after faraz, now read your sunnati muakkada, read your nafal namaz, and over beg. A person might think that I asked Allah 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, how much more I must carry on? We should understand that hidayat, there's no end to hidayat. The hidayat, the real hidayat is to get that close connection with Allah Ta'ala. To get that Allah proximity with Allah Ta'ala. As we learn, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, I make istighfar 70 times a day. What was the istighfar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Every split moment, Allah is increasing the ma'rifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That how great, how magnificent is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the human minds put together can never understand the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, hidayat, and then also we should realize that we have to beg Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. Because if Allah Ta'ala's focus of hidayat just turns away from us. Like our Dada Shaykh explained, that the ma'rifat of Allah is, like we learn in one hadith, 99 names of Allah. He says it's like a keyboard you got, and you press a button on your screen, a color will come out, green or red or whatever. So whichever name of Allah you press, Al-Hadi, now here you're asking, Ihdina Sirat, are you pressing the keyboard of Al-Hadi? Allah's special focus of hidayat will be on you all the time. If we don't beg Allah for hidayat, a split moment when we are unmindful of our hidayat, Allah's focus of al-mudil, that you're going astray. Just now you saw you were eager for namaz. Now you don't feel eagerness for namaz. Just now you are on the path of hidayat. With your knowledge of deen, you'll be going astray. So every minute, every second, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. And we need of it all the time. And then as we learn, it's not that you're just asking Allah Ta'ala for hidayat and you don't know what is the response. Allah is saying, Haza li abdi. Allah is talking to us and we're having a dialogue with Allah. So what ecstasy, Allahu Akbar. Ask Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he just heard. And this is as we gain marifat. then we'll understand that worship make dua, ibadat of Allah, which is called ihsan. What is the tasawwuf all about? All the etiquettes of namaz and all the old bayan you'll get in the kitab. But the noor of namaz, you'll get only from the ahlullah. You'll get that from the hearts of the friends of Allah. And then when sahaba got that from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, antabud Allah ka'annaka tara, worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah. Sahaba, they couldn't end their namaz after Isha. When they started their witr, they couldn't end. So like that, as if we can see Allah. If you can't reach that stage, know Allah is seeing me. And Allah is listening to me. Allah is talking to me. Allahu Akbar. How sad, Allah is talking to me and I don't even know. I'm unmindful. Like till now, I don't even know the meaning. And as we learn the Kitab Miftahul Quran, try and put that in part of our ta'aleem that we should have at home every night. Every day we should have ta'aleem in the house. And one part of ta'aleem to learn the meanings of all the different words in salah, the du'as, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Haza li abdi, this is for my servant. He's begging hidayat. And then when you say, Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Allah says, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَعَلَ. This is for my servant and what he asked, I gave him already. Allahu Akbar. So when we come into a namaz, every rakat we perform, our hidayat will be growing. But if we're conscious about it, if I'm not conscious, then I'm asking for hidayat, but I go out without hidayat. I go back out and I'm following the lifestyle of the kuffar. Anyway, now we came to the part where we're coming to ruku and qawma and sujood. That now when you realize, my Allah who is so great, so magnificent, Allah gave me this golden opportunity and me that are totally in need every split moment. Like we explained, we are so much in need of hidayat. If a split moment Allah put the moves away, His tajalli, His focus of hidayat on us, then see where we'll be gone. As we see today, it is, we learn the hadith, you get up in the morning, you are Muslim. Before you go to bed, you lost your iman. It's easy to say that, but this is why namaz is there for us. That we don't go off the path, and we come now when a person realizes that I am the poorest of poorest person, and I'm standing in front of the kings of kings, the richest. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Whatever thing you need, the treasures are by Allah. Everything is by Allah. It's not by this doctor. It's not by this lawyer. It's not by words by the bank manager. It's only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you realize Allah gave, and this is what is hidayat. Every aspect of yours, your deen, your dunya, your mental, your physical, everything, and your emotional life also, the hidayat guidance Allah will give you. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us also, you see a person smiling, make dua for him. Adhaka Allahu Sunnah. That Allah made you smile, let Allah make you smile for your whole life. And that is hidayat. That when we are on hidayat, a person can be outwardly in difficult conditions, but he'll be smiling. How you feeling? Alhamdulillah. How Allah keeps me, I'm happy. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. So now this person, when he realizes, I'm in the court of the greatest, greatest king, and I came to realize, Allahu Akbar, how kind is Allah. I could never imagine. My Allah is so kind. No boss in the world will give me such an appointment and then give me personal time and focus personally to me and give me a dialogue. Talk to me. He'll say, I'm too busy. You got 2 minutes. Say what you want to. And then he'll say, we'll consider it. Ya Allah, don't say we consider it. Now we gave it to you already. And we showed you now who to follow. Follow the man of the hidayat. And not those people. Don't look at the outward things. People who got wealth, etc. You think, no, they are not on guidance. They have gone astray. Allah informed us that also. Now a servant of Allah, he just comes in such a position that he feels he can't help. He's helpless just to bow down. And he wants to go and kiss, so to say, the feet of Allah. This is for our understanding. This is how it has been put. Allah is beyond that. But as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, that the closest, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ عَبْدِي مِنْ رَبِّي وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. That a person who gets the closeness to Allah is when he is in sajda. Now he says, Allah, special mercies upon me. Allah's torrents of mercies. And Allah has accepted my dua. What a Allah have I got? Allahu Akbar. I must just bow down and fall into sajda to Allah Ta'ala. And a person wants to bow down. But Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala immediately says, you want to go into sajda? Allah Ta'ala says, take it easy. Gradually. Don't just fall at my feet like that. You will be awe-stricken. You'll lose your senses, Allah's greatness and Allah's mercy that is pouring down. You just fall at sajda, Allahu Akbar. Like we learn that we have to take advice from our mashayikh how to make the zikr of Allah. And when we start making zikr, we get josh. And sometimes a person without taking permission, he wants to make more zikr than normal. Like in the Khanqah of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat gave a murid certain amount of Allah, Allah, Allah to make. He got josh and he made more than that. And Allah's name is so hot, it will heat your brain. You won't know what's happening to you. There was a well there, he jumped into the well. And Allah's fazl, he didn't get injured or he didn't lose his life. When they brought him out, then Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, after he came to his senses, reprimanded him. That how could you do this? Now if something happened to you, they'll say, Hazrat made you jump into the well. So like that, a person wants to go right at the feet of Allah immediately. Allah Ta'ala says, everything must be done gradually. First you come, you bow down to Allah. So, badi ta'zeem se aazu posi karke jukata hai. Aur kehta hai, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Paak hai meri sahib, badi azmat wala. رکو دلالت کرتا ہے اس بات پر کہ حضور بسبب عظمت کے پیچھے جھک گئی بعض اس تعظیم کے دعا ہے اللہ اکبر رکو is showing that when you recognize how great is Allah, how magnificent is Allah, and together with Allah's greatness, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah is so merciful, that a worthless speck of me, that I don't have any value whatsoever, and Allah allowed me in His court. And still Allah is paying attention to me and Allah is listening to me. And Allah answered my dua already. Allahu Akbar. A person wants to just give, like you meet a very kind person. Or the person gets close to his sheikh. Then he feels like kissing the feet of his sheikh. He wants to bow down, etc. Then that sheikh who taught you about Allah, what is Allah himself? Then now you want to bow, you want to go fall into sajda. Allah says, take it easy. And here, see how we taught etiquettes of life also. You don't just do things in haste. You don't just go at the same time. A person just got married and he wants to make love with his wife. He doesn't know that there's foreplay, there's afterplay. And this is also taught in our deen. And this is sunnat, Allahu Akbar. And there also we learn from Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam heard that the ants are telling one another, Udkhulu, ya yuannam nudkhulu masakinakum. Sulaiman is coming with his entourage, go into your houses. He won't see you all and he'll trample you all to death. Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the ants giving da'wat, fatabassama dahikam. He didn't just laugh, he was astonished, he knew that. He didn't just laugh, somebody will think he's mad, what's happening? Because they didn't know what he's hearing. Fatabassama, he first smiled and then he laughed. Like this, Allah says, first bow down. First come and absence you grow fonder. Now you want to be more eager. You just got married and now you see your beautiful wife and you can't compare this to love. That is a love which ends up in dirt. This is the love which is only pure, the love of Allah. But for our weak minds to understand, Mashayikh give these examples. But this is far beyond. The love of Allah is something else we can't imagine. And that is why the friends of Allah, when they got the love of Allah, Hazrat Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, when he got married, he was so intoxicated with his knowledge of deen and the enjoyment he used to get when he used to learn his kitab. And he got married, his wife, the friends of his wife asked them, that how's your husband? How? He says, he is such a man. He is only with his kitabs all the time. Say, he didn't touch you, he didn't. Say, no, he is so busy. Say, so they told him, you go and touch him. When she came to sit next to him, and she just touched him little, say, this is some another world also. So like that, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to make us realize, what they get enjoyment in sajda, We think there's enjoyment like that in and fulfilling our lusts and desires. And that also we don't know how to fulfill for the pleasure of Allah. When you do it out of the love of Allah, then gradually you will first speak, you will be in your private room, but you're whispering with your wife. And you're telling her all different things. And Allahu Akbar. Then she'll say, take it easy. So foreplay. After that, when you, for the love of Allah, you enjoyed her, that is also great ibadat. You're getting Allahu Akbar. What a deen we have got. And all this we'll get from namaz. So like that, Allah Ta'ala says, a person is helpless. One is, he sees Allah's great bounties. You just want to fall. And one is, you realize, I came with loads of sin. And Allah says, I'm giving you hidayat. I'm putting you on the right path. So now you are forced, your back is just forced to go down with your load of sin. And in ruku, then Allah Ta'ala teaches us through Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, come halfway down. Just come halfway down and see. When you come halfway down, you're shocked. Wow, what are the special favors of Allah? Me, a person that's full of filth and dirt. And Allah can see all my dirt. Like this, we, if we're relieving ourselves and we're there, we're going to have a bath, we don't want even our wives to see us like that. But after you have a bath and after you put on your clothes and you put itar, now you come, you think, hey, now I'm smart, now I'm very clean, etc. Outwardly we clean, but inside, if our islah is not made, we're far from clean. And even outwardly, every hole in the body, only dirt comes out. And Allah can see our two bags, one of urine and one of stool. Allah made it such, it's covered, that the wife can't see it. Nobody can see it. But if somebody could see it, we won't even, they won't want to sit next to us. So Allah Ta'ala says, now you bow down and you acknowledge, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Paak hai, Mera Rabb, jo Azim Ushan hai, that Allah who is the Aziz, the greatest, magnificent, I am announcing the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where can we announce the purity? In return, Allah is purifying our heart. How much of your islah is taking place also? Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Ahmad Lal Sahab mentioned one time that Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayh, when he used to be making muraqabah at times, and then he used to go in sort of a trance, and he used to hit his left and say, Ya Allah, tu bahut paak, tu bahut hi paak, tu bahut hi paak, hame paak farma de. Ya Allah, you are very, very pure. And not according to our standard that we are full of dirt. Allah is pure from weakness. That Allah doesn't have any weakness, any blemish. But we beg Allah, purify our filth and dirt in the heart. And purify us. So like that, now a person, and as you do your marifat, now Subhana Rabbi al-Azim won't just be that purity belongs to mine. Now see, Allah gives you even more attention. That now you said first, Rabbul Alameen. In the beginning you said all praises to Rabbul Alameen. Now Allah says, Rabbi, say my Rabb. My Allah. I'm now talking one to one to my Allah, directly. Nobody is in between. Secret munajat with Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, now you announce, Oh Allah, you my Rabb, and you Azim Ushan. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to teach that what is the loving translation of Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. We will learn it from the kitab. Purity belongs to Allah, my creator, my sustainer, who is very great. That is just the outward translation. Main paaki bayan karta hu. Mera Rabba ka jo Azim Ushan hai. My Rabb who is such a great, magnificent being, I am announcing His purity. And in return, we can't announce Allah's purity. Allah Ta'ala purifies our heart. So when a person bends down like that, and with extreme humbleness, you realize I'm a non-entity. I don't deserve to be in the court of Allah. Allah allowed me. So ruku shows, کہ دلالت کرتا ہے اس بات پر کہ حضور بسبب عظمت کے پیٹ میری جھک گئی. That oh Allah, in your presence, because your greatness has overawed me, I just couldn't help it. I fell down. I want to come into sajda. But I was taught, do things gradually. And then proceed and go to the climax. So Allah Ta'ala allowed me to come in ruku. After when I came into ruku and I was praising Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala again replied. And Allah says, when is tarah, ke sami Allahu liman hamida suni, Allah ne us baat ki, jisne saraha us baat dua ke mada aur sana ki, usse kara hokar kahe, Rabbana lakal hamd, Allahu Akbar. Now when you go into that ruku of yours, Allah Ta'ala says, now get up. that first come to your senses, first realize, come back to your normal composure before you come right to as close as possible to Allah Ta'ala, which is the height of Mi'raj, that Allah is going to allow you that, first stand up. And when you stand up, already announce again, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the praises that I'm going to praise Allah. You still didn't praise Allah because after Sami Allahu liman hamida, your praises you will say, Rabbana lakal hamd. And this is, or in Faraz Namaz, you just say so much, Rabbana lakal hamd. Or Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And in Nafal Namaz, you can add so many other du'as that come in the hadith, like Rabbana lakal hamd. Hamdan, kathiran, sayyiban, mubarakan, fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbuna. And this is as your marifat grows, you'll want to read all this dua. Otherwise, when we don't do a cause of marifat, we don't have the reality of salah, we just up and down. We hardly in ruku and we up. And we not even, and when you get up from ruku, Allah Ta'ala, we are taught that stand with itminan, with complete posture. Every bone must come back to its place. And then read these words that will great praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you already heard my praises. And these praises that you are going to say, Rabbana, oh my Rabb, lakal hamd. Ey sahib, hamare, teri hi tarif hai, bohot tarif paak, jisme khubiyan hai, aisi tarif ke jisme dost rakhe aur razi hamara sahib, Allahu Akbar. That, oh Allah, all praises and all this taught to us by Allah Himself, Allahu Akbar. And Allah takes it as if we are uttering this word. And, oh my Rabb, oh and now, our Rabb, you are so only full of praiseworthiness, and such praises, abundance of praises, pure praises, very blessed praises of Allah, such praises that you are happy with, and you get extremely, and you get, you are overtaken with enjoyment and happiness from our side, Ya Rabb, and you grant us your love, Allahu Akbar. So when a person comes up from ruku in that way, now he realizes, ye kara hona, peeche ruku ke dalalat hai us par ke is ajri par main mustaqim hua, aur ye kara hona wajib hai, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains that now Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that you say, that you acknowledge, Allah is my greatest benefactor. Allah is so kind, so merciful. You want to beg, you want to come for falling at the feet of Allah. Allah wants to see how sincere we are. Allah says, come halfway. Now stand up again and acknowledge that you are firm, that really you are the slave of Allah. That what you are realized, that I am totally in need of Allah. And my life must be according to how Allah wants me. And that is when you're standing up, now you're acknowledging that Allah Ta'ala, I'll be firm on your command. فَاسْتَقِيمْ كَمَا أُمِرْ. When this ayat was revealed in Surah Hud, Sahaba already saw white hairs in the beard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they were worried. This is the sign now. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is getting old. They said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what's happening? He said, it's not my old age. It's شَيَّ بَتْنِ الْهُودِ. Surah Hud. And this ayat which Allah says, stand firm as I commanded you. This is what made me this thing. That every minute, whatever occasion, whatever you are doing, and this shows that our deen is not only in salah. When you leave salah, you have to be firm on the commands of Allah. Our Dada Shaykh says, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jaha bhi rahe, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paband rahe. You can be anywhere, flying in the air, you're the big businessman in the world, alone, your wife is not there, but keep your taqwa intact. 24/7 you're on duty of Allah. And follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't say now nobody is seeing me. Now you wearing your suit and tie. I'm a very big businessman. So all this Allah is teaching us. Now when you stand up, now acknowledge that Allah, I promise, I'll try my best to remain firm. And where can we remain firm? That's why Allah taught us, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And how to remain firm? Allah taught us, just hold the hand of the man of Allah, and they will teach you, and then you'll get the courage. And then you'll see, I thought, oh, I won't able to stay away from sport. You just finish your namaz, your friends are saying, come. Say, I'm not interested in that anymore. And thus Allah Ta'ala will give us, when a person realizes, and we praise Allah Ta'ala in this way, and with extreme humbleness, that, oh Allah, where am I worth to be in your court? I am full of filth and dirt. And this is as a person grows in the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar. You'll see there are many other du'as that are read in the hadith. In your nafal namaz, you'll just increase and increase. As we will carry on and we learn, then Further, Hazrat says, now one is the marifat of Allah. A person doesn't just become a Sufi and think, I'm very close to Allah, but you don't know whether what is ruku, whether it's faraz, whether it's wajib, whether you don't know the laws of Allah, how can you be firm on the commands of Allah? So you have to know the commands of Allah, then to be, and then know the greatness of the commands of Allah. So that is now what you have to understand. So Hazrat is explaining briefly, as we learn, khushu and khudu is to know what is devotion and what is concentration, to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. So he's explaining us here, and this is to give us a brief inclination how much we have to go back and make ta'lim of our masail, of all these aspects. So he says, ye karahona, that is to stand up again now in coma, that you're standing up firm again and stand straight up for that few seconds, your body must be totally at ease. This is wajib. A person didn't stand straight up. He didn't fulfill a wajib. Some of us, we hardly halfway up and we back into ruku, into sajda. Then your namaz is, you missed out a wajib and you didn't make sajda sahwa. Your namaz is not made. And every day we're making that kind of namaz. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, we're just rushing. So that is not namaz. So yeah, Hazrat says, if you got a doubt that this is not wajib, then go and check, especially ulama, ye shubha wale ko chahe ke durre mukhtar aur kitab misle kanz waqia, that is shari waqaya ko deke. Go and see all these kitabs, you'll see the masala there. In other words, people like us, we learn from the Talimul Islam, we learn from Baisi Zewar, and we know all these masail. And ilkem bajave kole sari par, ye dua parni sunnat hai. And Hazrat says, according to the proper knowledge and the proper ulama that have given the proper the masala, to read this dua is sunnat. And but in faraz namaz, or janna chahe ke is faraz namaz, you just read Rabbana lakal hamd, or Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. That is according to the Hanafi. In nafal namaz, then increase your connection with Allah Ta'ala. So in nafal namaz, then you're getting more time, and that's why Allah has opened it for us. Any time you want to meet Allah, besides the three times that I'm a crew, and that is just few minutes, besides that, any time you come in the court of Allah, and as Hazrat teach us, did I think, did I make one day I'm free, just two rakats to my Allah, just to Allah must be happy with me. So further he's explained, now when you got that, and you got now this ecstasy, enjoyment, Allahu Akbar, absence makes the heart grow fonder, you just went into ruku, now Allah, give me the opportunity to come at your feet, and I want to kiss your feet, so to say, Allah, give me that opportunity to be so close, Allahu Akbar, then, aur janna chahe ke ab waqt paabosi ka hai, sajda kijiye, now it is the time to get that, Allah says, okay, now come, bow down. You go right into sajda and you realize, oh Allah, whatever I got, whether it's my outward beauty, whether it's my brain, whether it's whatever position I got in dunya, it's absolutely nothing compared to your greatness. Everything you gave me, I'm your slave. You gave me this honor, you gave me this beauty, you gave me this position, and now you put everything down, your brains and everything, right down on the ground, right in front of Allah, and acknowledging, oh Allah, you are the greatest. I'm not even a speck. I don't even deserve to be in your court. As we learn from our Dada Sheikh, that agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka. If you chose me, Allah, you're this useless servant to make sajda at your feet, it's your kindness. I don't deserve it in the least, but now in sajda you realize and see how a person's islah is being made even more. Here you realize Allah's magnificence, greatness. Now you go right down and you acknowledge, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, paak hai, mere sahi, bahut uncha. Ruku aur sujood mein biqadri ek tasbih ke tehna farz hai, aur teen baar tasbih manqul kehna sunnat hai. Lekin Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, now you're going to sajda, you fall at the feet of Allah, so to say. Now again you announce, the paak hai mere sahib, my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher, my owner, Allah Ta'ala who is on control of every speck of mine. My nerves are functioning by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. My brains are functioning. And a person doesn't use his brains like shaitan. When he went into sajda millions and billions of times, but he didn't put his brains down in front of Allah. When you don't put your brains down in front of Allah, your sajda will bring pride. Where sajda is supposed to bring the height of humbleness, that, oh Allah, where me, and where your kindness, where your magnificence. And when a person is in sajda, Allah's mercy is pouring down in torrents upon such a person. And then know the masail also. That to go into sajda for the duration of reading one tasbih, subhanallah, that is faraz. And that also, every part of your body must be at ease, with complete composure, total. You must be properly in sajda. And then, at least say three times, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana, according to your marifat, according love, muhabbat, khud sikati adabi muhabbat. Muhabbat, when you just get your new bride, then automatically you start, words will just come out from your heart, if you got her in the right way. And you realize, our Dada Sheikh says, not on the internet, I'm saying that you didn't get your wife on the internet. You didn't get her in the university. You got her directly. Layla, daste mola se mili. This Layla of mine, it is a special gift from my Allah. Now you'll appreciate her and say, Allah, what a gift Allah gave me. And now you'll see words coming out from your mouth. You never thought I can talk these words of love. And what I can say, like that in sajda, as you may get the marifat of Allah, then in your nafal namaz, now you will add as much as you want. Now not only three times, five times, now the number won't be odd numbers. You'll, as much as you get the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah, you'll be talking love stories. And that is pure love. This is not the love that today we are so infatuated. You get your wife on the online, internet. You just want to fall in the net and get into the trap and go straight. And you come out, when you finish, she must go one side, you go one side. Whereas we are taught, as you learn love and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then this is the great ni'mat you will get. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, what is the greatest ni'mat of Allah? Some of they, according to their understanding, some said the greatest amal is salah, some said fasting, some said jihad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the greatest amal, al-hubbu lillah wal-bughz lillah. Now you learn to love for Allah and you learn to hate for the pleasure of Allah. That is what namaz have to bring, this love of Allah when it penetrates the heart. Then you see love making your wife is not one day, it's not one week of honeymoon, two monkeys looking at the moon and then you fall down from the moon. And now she must do her work, you must do your work. And then she's crying, my husband is a swear word. What's he saying? He's saying cook, he's saying bake. Says, well, that is your duty. So when we don't understand, so this is what we have to learn. And then you learn how to make love. That everything, you're going, she'll tell you, buy bread. You won't say, I'm not your slave, I'm not your boy. For Allah's love, my wife finds this. Now you'll do it in love. Allah Ta'ala, make me and all of us understand and realize this reality. So accordingly, as your love increase, then you see in sajda, there are many other du'as that you can read, which are according to hadith, in the sunnat, which are from nafal, all the nafal namaz, read as much as du'as you want to. But according to each one's ability, as Hazrat explains here, to be in sajda for the duration of three times, subhanallah, and ruku, that is sunnat. And for one subhanallah, that is farz. And if we didn't even put our head down properly, or we just say subhanallah, that is not, that you haven't fulfilled the farz. That means your namaz is not made. And how many years we reading namaz like that? Lekin mazmoon, understand this topic in this way. Is madha aur sana ka muafiq apne hausle ke samajhne bahut zaruri hai ke baad taazim ke phir khada hona aur madha aur sana ka arz karna aur pura sambhal kar zameen par sar rakhna sunnat hai. That understand this in this way, that according to your hausla, according to your ability, how much you have grown in your marifat, and thus we understand, not how much you have grown in your knowledge. Knowledge, you can give a big bayan on sajda, but you won't even like Allah save us. Hazrat explains, which comes in front also, but we'll just explain it in this, at this juncture, that normally when the imam is in Faraz Namaz, then in Faraz Namaz we have to read nice Qiraat, everything, and lengthen the Namaz also little. Everybody must think Imam Sahib is lot of concentration and devotion. But the moment we finish our Faraz Namaz, how quick we read our 2 rakat sunnat before somebody can meet Imam Sahib is gone already. Whereas the Hazrat teaches us that build your contact with Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us in Faraz Namaz, consider the whole Jamaat also. They are sick people, they are old people also. So don't stretch the Faraz Namaz so long. And don't make it so quick that the people didn't even know. They couldn't read their Sunnah properly. They couldn't read their Tahiyyat properly. So moderation in your Faraz Namaz. And Hazrat says, show off your love to Allah, not in public. In public now you want to show I'm very pious. And in public now you go to the bank and you want to talk to the teller very sweetly. And when you come home, then our Dada Shaykh says, you rub your eyes also, like big Buzruk came home. And with the big tasbih you walk into the house. That time the tasbih must be in the pocket. That time you must be smiling, greed. No, the children are not in the house. Hug your wife. That is the time to show the love. So your love and your connection with Allah must be shown in privacy. That is the time to show at the time of tahajjud, etc. So Hazrat says, understand that what great, great honor and greatness of Allah, according to how much greatness of Allah has penetrated our heart, that's how much a person will now put his head down in sajda. Accordingly, he put his head down in sajda and realized that موافق اپنے حوصلے کے سمجھنا بہت ضروری ہے کہ بات کا عظیم کے پھر کرا ہونا اور مزہ اور ثنا کا عرض کرنا اور پورا سا آپ کا ریئلائز دا گریٹنس آف اللہ تعالیٰ. ناؤ اللہ گیو می دا اپرچونٹی ٹو پریز ہیم مور اینڈ ایز آور دادا شیخ سیڈ سبحان ربی الاعلی, دیٹ پاکی بیان کرتا ہوں میرا رب جو عالی شان ہے. اللہ ہو از سو لوفٹی, سو میگنیفیسنٹ, اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ ول میک یو سو لوفٹی. And Allah Ta'ala will give, take away your bad qualities. Allah will give you honor. People will start praising you. And this is also to understand that previously we learned, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises belong only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nobody deserves any praises. But as even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, if somebody praise you on the face, throw sand in his mouth. Our Dada Shaykh says, this is for people who don't understand. People who don't have the marifat of Allah. People who have got the marifat of Allah, so that others can get connected to Allah. Allah Ta'ala makes them lofty and Allah gives them position that people automatically start praising them. And when they are praised, إِذَا مُودِهَا الْمُؤْمِنِ رَبَ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Their praises, when they get praises, their iman increases. That look at Allah. Allah has made my satariyat. Allah covered my fault. These people don't know if they know my reality. And you see when you tell your shaykh or anything, Hazrat, you are benefited. Hazrat, Allah makes satariyat. Allah cover my fault. Allah Ta'ala makes maghfirat. Allah forgive us. So when you reach that stage, and when you won't want praises, and people praise you for the benefit of deen, so they can get closer to Allah Ta'ala, then that praises are not against the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That praises are in fact valuable, so people can realize how valuable is this man. And they take it, this is Allah's kindness, and this is a dua, and they'll say, this is my shaykh, my parents made me go on this path. My shaykh, my ustad, it is all their barakat. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that according to your ability you'll understand this. And to put your head down properly according to sunnah, that put your head flat on the ground. Sahaba said that we saw it on Laylatul Qadr. It was the 23rd night when we saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's head was in sajda. The roof of Masjid-e-Nabawi at that time was made of grass and it was raining. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up from sajda, we saw mud on his head. Today we making sajda on the carpet. So we don't even know as the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize according to our weakness, that's how much Allah grants. Allah is so kind. According to our weakness, and today we say there are no such great shaykh. If there were such great shaykh, that means you are very great. that now there's no more Allahu Akbar, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi in the world, etc. If you were of that caliber, Allah would have put you. And don't say, if I was in that zamana, I should do that. If you are in that zamana, today think myself, I think personally, the amount of nifaq in my heart, what should happen in that heart? Don't say, if I was in the time of Sahaba, I would have done this. So never ever make claims. Realize we far from reality. And Allah's kindness, as the weaker we become, Allah makes it easy and still Allah gives us so lot's reward. But our quality can never match the quality of the pious elders. Janna chahe ke ruku jo maqam bari ta'zeem ka hai. Remember this position of ruku, which is the height of greatness. It's Allah's man, Allah allowing you to make it, to bow down at such a high position. It's not becoming of you, and Allah gave you this opportunity. Isse malum hua ke usse bande ko malum hua ke tujh par badi inayat sahib ki hai. Jo aise maqam e buzurg mein bedoon talab aur ijazat kisi naqib chobidar ke kuch tujhko dakhal hua. Isi waaste bahut tareef karta hai aur pishani apne khaas par rakhta hai aur baar baar kehta hai subhan rabbiyal aala. That realize when Allah Ta'ala allowed me in ruku, then I got a shock. What an honor is this? What a great position is this? And now Allah allowed me without Allah but deserving it in the least, but Allah showering me with special favors. Allah allowed me now to come to the climax, right at the feet of Allah Ta'ala. So to say, to kiss the feet, and when a person really puts his head and brains down in sajda, then he'll appreciate what a namaz Allah gave us. Otherwise, people want to use their brains. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُمْ إِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءٌ وَتَصْدِيَةٌ. And sadly today, how we fall into the trap of this interfaith, Abraham. Allah says, those people, they don't even know what is salah. They go, they dance few minutes and clap hands. Or we say 1 minute of silence. And here we have got salah, and we standing with such people and also making 1 minute of silence. Where we have lost our reality. A person who realizes that Allah has given me, now you have got the highest position in the court of Allah. You are non-entity, but Allah gave you the highest position. And now Allah Akbar, the demand of love just demands. Or janna chahe ke sajda ke maqam hayat qurbat, nihayat qurbat. Or zuhure tajalliya jamal-e badshah ka hai. Yeh banda mare haibat mazmoon, jo nahi kehna aya, us waaste hukam hua, ke ek dam tor kar dusre baar arz kare. Yeh mazmoon hai jalse ka, aur jalse mein alfaz kehna nihayat khoob hai aur sunnat hai. Hadith sahi mein aya hai, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, wahdini warzuqni warfa'ni wajburni. Allahu Akbar. Allah has given us a deen, as Hazrat says, according to our desire, according to our understanding, our level. Allah Ta'ala knows that when a person reaches a high stage of climax and he just goes there, he's shocked. Like you tell your son, go to Mauli Sahab and tell him this. Now you this thing is repeating. What you going to tell Mauli Sahab? I'm going to tell Mauli Sahab this. But when he comes to Mauli Sahab, he gets a shock. How great is Mauli Sahab? Mauli Sahab asks you, what your father sent you for? Now he can't remember. He's stuttering. He don't know. So that is by one Mauli Sahab. Or like we say, we want to meet Hazrat. We want to make mashwara. When you come in Hazrat's presence, now you dumbfounded. What must I say first? What must I say? You go, you say, I'm going to Rozai Park of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You eager, which you should be. But when you come in front of Rozai Park, if you got an iota of the marifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't even want to go close. From the back, you'll be even stuttering how to make your salam. Then what can be said when you come in the court of Allah? When you come into first sajda, Allah says, you awe-stricken, my banda. You don't know what you want. Never mind, sit little. Sit in jalsa. Allah says, sit, come to your composure. When you sit in jalsa, then Allah is teaching us also, my banda, your life is very short. Your life is so short that when you came in the world, your azan was given in the right ear. Your ikama was given in the left ear. And remember, your body is made mina khalaqnakum. When you went in your first sajda, so to say, by body action, you're saying, Allah, acknowledge I'm made from that sand. And how long I got to live in the world? That little position of one jalsa. Just sitting for that one split moment in jalsa, and that also we must sit in jalsa at ease till we come. And for that, Hazrat teaches us, there are many du'as in the hadith for nafal namaz to read. In faraz namaz, you read, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni. In nafal namaz, you add all this. Oh Allah, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni, warfa'ni, wajburni. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Have mercy upon me. Guide me, O Allah. Grant me rizq, O Allah. Raise my position, Ya Allah. And all my shortcomings. I'm full of shortcomings. O Allah, you wipe out all my shortcomings. What I couldn't do in my life, O Allah, you wipe out all that. And then Allahu Akbar, a person realizes, now my life is just so short. Where I got time for all haram things, sport. Even what I have to do, like we say Ramadan came, what we supposed to do, it's gone already. So like that, our life is going like that. Allah is teaching us, now when you set at ease, now Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, come for your next sanjah. Now, and that is how even love making, when it's done for the pleasure of Allah, then you'll see every day if you control your gazes, now you'll realize Allah is watching me. You won't look at a street woman. When you go home, every day your wife is a whore. No matter how old she can become, she'll be like a whore for you. And she'll enjoy you. You'll enjoy her. As you grow older, it won't be just love making for lust. It will be for rahmat. It will be for mercy. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understand that what a great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we appreciate that Allah has given us this great bonanza to be in the company of the great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And learn that not just we get the knowledge of deen. And like Hazrat teaches us, when we got knowledge and we know to read one, to have knowledge just once, subhanallah, in sajda and in ruku is faraz. Now, that knowledge is not to cut short. Knowledge is ma'lumat ko ma'mulat banane. Make your knowledge into action. That is what, and Hazrat says, especially ulama-i-kiram, then we know, or we can cut our namaz short here, we can cut our namaz short, when we don't have, we got ilmen of word, and we don't have nuren of word, then everything will cut short. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, that we appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah, and then we coming to the point that now, you had this great meeting, now how to leave the presence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.